Thanksgiving.
Oh, she got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
What up, Meech?
What up, what up? So, Carmelo Anthony, he made history last night during the Portland and Chicago game. He scored 25 points, which made him the 18th all-time scorer in NBA history.
Wow, and everybody counted this guy out.
Counted him out.
He had no team for like a really long time. He was super unemployed.
And I was one of them.
You were. You and Craig were both like, you know what? It's time for him to go. I mean, he's a little bit old, and he hasn't really been contributing. And didn't he get hurt? You guys are like, he's injured. Yeah. So, yeah, he shouldn't be in the NBA anymore. Mm-hmm. But then he got picked up.
Yeah.
So, okay, so anyway.
And his wife, Lala Anthony, was out there, and she actually FaceTimes his son. And
are they together?
I don't know.
Are they like trying? I thought they were trying to work it out at one point, but then I thought they weren't together again.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just there supporting him.
I think they're trying to work it out. She did kind of give me the kind of, I don't know. She had like the way she like had the angles with the FaceTime, and like she just put the phone out, and like it wasn't like a welcoming, like, oh, look at your son watching. It's like, there's your dad.
I kind of like, when I saw the video, I kind of saw it as like, well, I like your version of it, actually.
Like, you know what? Here's your dad. Like,
right. I mean,
like,
yeah. And he wasn't paying attention at first and didn't see her holding the phone out.
Yeah, yep.
But he was like, then he turned around and she's like, yeah! Like, you know? Yeah. I wonder if they're together. Maybe they're trying to work it out. But even if they do, I mean, he cheated, right?
Yeah.
So for the rest of his life, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Like, he could fall down and, like, his whole leg could be broken and she'll probably wait to actually try to help him.
True.
Because that's what happens when you get cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, forever, you don't care. Like, you stop caring in a way. Not speaking from personal experience at all. All right, guys, sorry.
Yeah, but, I got the video up, hot937.com. Check it out.
All right, so Tekashi 6ix9ine, your best friend.
Excuse me?
As he continues to sit behind the bars of a New York jail, one of his cases has reportedly been dismissed.
Okay.
So that would be the state of Texas against Tekashi when he went to the mall that time.
Mm-hmm. With the kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2018.
Yep.
So remember, he's walking through the mall and the kid said something to him,
mm-hmm.
and like he like held up the phone and said something. I don't know if he said something slick to Tekashi or whatever, but Tekashi turned around and like you could see him turn around.
Yeah.
He had eyes like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. He was like, here's Johnny. So he turned around and he actually like grabbed the throat of this kid and choked him on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the state of Texas said, that's okay. You can do that now. But they basically signed off on Monday saying that it's okay. They're not going to even go any further on that case with Tekashi.
So this is Houston, Texas, right?
Yes.
Mm, you think they were scared?
Well, so this is the thing. The alleged victim, Santiago Albarn, he actually, you know, claimed that Tekashi attacked him at the mall, but then he ended up, remember, like, last year, they actually were in court together, and all of a sudden, the kid said, I no longer want to press charges against Tekashi.
Yep.
So everybody's like, oh, there must have been some sort of payoff or something that happened, and they took, like, they actually posed for a picture together in the courthouse, but Tekashi still had to go back to court for that, but it's a security problem, they're saying, because, you know, Tekashi, he's got this pending racketeering case, and prosecutors believe transferring him from New York to Texas is a security risk because he's now like the government star witness.
It definitely is. And you know, he had all the beef with Rap-A-Lot Records, with, you know, them out there in Houston. So that might not be a good thing.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I just thought because he decided to, you know, actually testify against the 9 Trey Blood Gang. I think that's enough. Don't you think that's
that
enough?
Too. Yeah, yeah.
So he's expected to be in court on December 18th. He's going to be sentenced in his racketeering case.
Wow.
So I'm really interested to see how much time this guy gets, considering he flipped in like a matter of like 24 hours and started talking to the feds about everything he knew, right? Yeah. So I'm interested to see.
So December 18th.
December 18th is the day.
Okay.
I wonder if they're going to live stream it. I would love like a, you know, an O.J. Simpson case.
Yep.
Like, I could actually watch the whole case, like the whole trial.
Dope. Yeah,
I would love a live stream of the Tekashi sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put in a request right now.